Good morning, and welcome to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
And I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
And it's December 27th, 2016. And today we're going to continue our conversation about New Year's resolutions.
Right.
That we're going through some of the big New Year's resolutions that people often make and sadly often fail to complete.
Making and breaking New Year's resolutions.
That's right.
Do it every year.
It's an annual tradition. That's the one New Year's resolution that we are going to meet. And so yesterday we talked about some of the keys to starting new habits, starting new things that we want to do. Today we're going to talk about stopping things that we need to stop doing.
That's
so
right.
You use an example yesterday, like, you know, stop smoking. We're going to stop speeding, stop driving recklessly, stop doing some of these different things. And so today we're going to focus on that. And as you said yesterday, what we know very clearly is that starting something new is much easier than stopping something that we are accustomed to doing. So stopping a bad habit is tough. That's going to be a tough thing.
The old adage of old habits are hard to break.
Mm-hmm.
And the longer you've been doing something, the longer it's going to take to break
right.
it. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day about relationships, and there's some rule of thumb in relationships that how long does it take to get over a relationship? So
mm-hmm.
if you've been in a 3-year relationship, it's going to take you at least half that long to get over it.
Right.
So the longer you're doing something, the longer you're in a relationship, the longer you've been smoking, the longer you've been doing these things, the more difficult, the longer it will take.
Right.
It won't be any more difficult, but it will take you longer to break those habits.
Right.
It's not an easy thing to do.
Right.
So
let's talk about the big thing that keeps us or prevents us from or makes stopping habits difficult.
Right.
And one of the things is this controversy, I'll call it a controversy, I don't know if it's really a controversy, but it's sort of a controversy, of going cold turkey.
Ooh.
You know, a lot of people, when they decide that they're going to do something, they go cold turkey.
Right.
And interestingly, for some, that works.
That's right.
Some people decided because, I don't know, my mom would probably say that they're hard-headed. Some people that are hard-headed, like for me, I'm hard-headed. So when I decided I was going to change some habits, I changed them and I was done. And
right.
I haven't looked back.
We kept looking for you because the old person wasn't there anymore.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah, you do.
And so some people can do that, but they have to be committed to it. You have to be dedicated
mm-hmm.
to it. You have to be sure that that's what you want to do.
Right.
And that means that you have to be hard-headed enough to where you don't succumb to temptation.
That's
and,
right.
You know, when people say, come on, it's just one,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can't allow yourself to fold to that. So some people can do cold turkey without any problem. Other people can't. You have to know that about yourself.
That's right.
You know, look back at your history. Do you have a history of being able to go cold turkey with stopping an old habit? If you
sure.
can,
how have
no
you
problem.
Succeeded or failed in the past?
Right.
You know, have you tried to just stop immediately and never go back? Some people can't. My father was able to do that.
Right.
If he decided to, didn't matter what it was, if he made a decision to do something, he would simply stop doing it.
Right.
And that was it. That was the end of it. And he never looked back and he never wavered.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Other people, that's too much of a shock to their
right.
system, and they need to back out gradually a
mm-hmm.
step at a time. So you have to know your own temperament and personality to know what approach is likely to work best for you.
Right.
Okay. And it may be different for different things. Some
right.
things it may be better to stop. Other things maybe you need to back out slowly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that one of the reasons that people tend to want to go cold turkey is because they say, well, you know, let's use cigarette smoking
right.
as an example. They say, well, you know, smoking's bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
We recognize that. So I just need
right.
to just stop it.
Right.
Well, great. That's a great perspective to take.
Mm-hmm.
But just stopping it is not, you know, if you're the type of person that's not going to be able to do that cold turkey,
right.
steadily decreasing your your consumption of right. cigarettes is going to be better than maintaining a consistent right. state. Because mm-hmm. what we also know is that, you know, we see this with yo-yo diets, right? You know, you do this massive mm-hmm. cut in what you're eating, and then you rebound, and then you end up having a period of time where you eat more than you were before.
Gotta make up.
You have to, that's right. It's like making up
for it. Make up for those calories.
And so we do the same thing with smoking,
right?
With our diet, with just about anything. When we don't succeed at cold turkey, we have this tendency to rebound and have a period, at least a period of time, where we consume more or do that behavior more than we would otherwise.
That's right. That's right. Because you feel deprived. I mean, anytime you feel deprived, you're going to try to make up for that. We talked yesterday about motivation being a function of deprivation. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So if you're feeling deprived of something, you're likely to be motivated to go do it again.
Right.
So be careful about how ambitious you might be.
Right.
You know, because if you're too ambitious and you get into deprivation, you're not going to maintain your motivation. So that's why when we talk about motivation and achievement, you have to find success.
Right.
You have to feel successful.
Right.
Okay. If you feel deprived, you're going to be motivated to do it again.
Right.
If you feel successful, you're going to be motivated to continue.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So make sure that you know that about yourself. You sort of do a little bit of introspection.
That's right.
And say, am I a cold turkey type of person or not?
That's
and if
right.
you're not, it doesn't mean that you're a weak person. It doesn't mean that you won't be able to be successful. It just means that you have to find another strategy.
That's right.
And usually that other strategy is taking it slowly. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked last week. We did that podcast called Boiled Frogs and Goldilocks.
Mm-hmm.
This is a boiled frogs approach.
It is.
You know, you want to go slowly, slowly introducing the change to your body so that your body doesn't completely reject it.
Right. Right.
So that's the first step. That's the first mm-hmm. strategy is cutting it up into pieces and
right.
say, okay, well, look at how many cigarettes I smoke a day now.
Mm-hmm.
If I smoke a pack of cigarettes now, okay, I want to cut down to half that or three quarters of that.
That's right. I mean, maybe you'll say to yourself, I'm not going to smoke a cigarette until after I've had breakfast. In other words, you eliminate
right.
that first. All you do is get rid of the first one.
Right.
Okay. That's all. You know, you're going to have some more during the day.
Right.
My father used to smoke, and he would leave a pack of cigarettes in the freezer,
mm-hmm.
the refrigerator. And so that he knew they were there, so he mm-hmm. never had that sense of deprivation, like I'm panicked because I don't have any cigarettes around. They were there. He was just able to avoid them.
Why in the freezer?
Keep them fresh. Then they dry out otherwise.
Oh, that's interesting.
I went to my, first time I went to my mother, she had a pack of some kind of cigarettes in her freezer like for 10 years. I said, what are these? And she said, oh, those are my mother's cigarettes. They had Raleigh's. They had a coupon on the back. You know, they used to give coupons with Raleigh's. We could talk a long time about such
Raleigh's?
Things. Raleigh was a cigarette.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Sir Walter Raleigh.
All right. Yeah. I don't know. So absolutely.
So you're going to talk more about quitting?
Yeah.
So, you have more to say?
I do.
I do too.
You first.
No.
Okay. So the another consideration, I think that our vocabulary
right.
plays a very important role in our success at things that we do. The way that we view things, the way that we self-talk is critical to our success. I was listening to a podcast this morning on the way in, and the guy was talking about buoyancy. And he was talking about it from the perspective of business. And he says, you know, successful businessmen, successful salespeople are buoyant. They can take on the crash of the wave of rejection,
right.
but they stay afloat.
And, they
and right. part of the things that he says is that the importance is self-talk. And he brought
right.
up Martin Seligman, who we've talked about before, you know, with learned helplessness. And it's all how we communicate these things to ourselves. And so what I would encourage you to do is instead of saying, I'm going to stop smoking, I can't have any cigarettes, change those words to, I don't want any cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do this anymore. Because
right.
just that simple change in terminology
right.
can make a tremendous difference for you in the way that you're perceiving what's going on. Because as soon as you tell yourself that you can't have something, guess what? Guess what you're going to want?
You're going to want
You're going to want that right. more than you've ever wanted anything.
That's what happens to kids when they're told they can't have something.
Right.
Its value goes way up.
Right, you know? Right.
So, yeah, be careful how you talk to yourself.
Yeah, if you look at the... we talked before about the marshmallow test.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the test of delayed gratification. You put that marshmallow in front of the kid, and if you said, okay, you know... I don't want you to eat the marshmallow, but you can play and you can do all these right. kind of things. You get them distracted. They're fine. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you say, you're not allowed to eat this marshmallow. And if you don't eat this marshmallow, you know, you're creating this, right. this enticement mm-hmm. Of the marshmallow. Well, the kid's going to really want to eat that marshmallow.
Its value goes way up.
Right.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. so changing that terminology is going mm-hmm. to really empower you to change the way that you're just even thinking about mm-hmm. that behavior or that thing.
Because you want to be, when you say, I want, you keep the control.
Right.
It's not imposed on you.
Right, right. So changing it to, I don't want to do mm-hmm. that. I don't want a cigarette. I don't want to smoke. I don't right. want to do this or do that. That'll make a big difference mm-hmm. for you. What is the other thing you had?
I have one more thing.
Go ahead.
Replacement.
Yes.
When Ronald Reagan decided to stop smoking, you remember Ronald Reagan?
I think so.
That was the first president you remember.
I think
it?
So, yeah. I was in elementary school when he was elected.
When Ronald Reagan wanted to stop smoking, he started eating jelly beans. And when you see pictures of the Oval Office with Ronald Reagan, mm-hmm. there's a container of jelly beans on his desk. And he would eat jelly beans mm-hmm. Instead of smoking. If you're going to take something away, you might want to think about replacing it with something
right.
else. Okay. If you're going to take away cigarettes, is hard. Nicotine is incredibly addictive.
Right.
That's a tough, tough slog. That's a tough one.
But that's because your body is. People hate it when you say this. Your body has receptor sites in it in your brain, right. whether you've ever smoked mm-hmm. before or not. Your body has neuroreceptors for nicotine.
That's right.
So that's
as
why
luck would have it,
your body you know, wants it. Nicotine,
it doesn't have any spinach receptors.
Right. Nicotine, that would be, well, Popeyes did.
Well, that's true.
Nicotine is a subtype of a neurotransmitter called acetylcholine.
Right.
And it's really important. In fact, they found in some research that nicotine is beneficial for learning and memory and some of those kind of things in the right amounts. You know, you don't want to, the problem with smoking, of course, is the problem with smoking isn't the nicotine.
I'll get him calmed down.
The problem with smoking is the tars and all that kind of stuff. You know, it'll be interesting to see what this new fad with vaping does as it relates to cancer and those kinds of things. Because
it's not good for you.
I haven't seen
it's
any
not good
research
for teenagers. There's research that came out last week.
Well, introducing anything like that to a developing brain isn't healthy.
Right.
So
right.
You wouldn't want to expose anyone to that until after the brain is completely developed anyways,
mm-hmm.
mid-20s or even the late 20s. But, you know, we found nicotine to be very therapeutically beneficial.
It's therapeutic. It has therapeutic effects.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But you're right. We have these receptors in our body.
Yeah.
So our bodies are ready for nicotine.
Yeah.
And once we get attached to it, it's very hard to let go of it.
Right.
It's an incredibly addictive. We don't have cocaine receptors.
Right.
We have receptors that will handle cocaine.
Yeah.
But they're not cocaine receptors. That's why it's easier to kick a cocaine habit than it is to kick a nicotine habit.
Right.
So,
right.
So smoking is almost, smoking cigarettes, getting, not smoking cigarettes, being addicted to nicotine is an incredibly difficult behavior to stop. And everybody acknowledges that. But for most other things, if you come up with a replacement behavior,
right.
it makes your task a little bit easier.
Right.
You may want to stop. I can't think of a specific. Okay. You may want to stop eating high-calorie desserts.
I was going to make a joke. You may want to stop eating jelly beans. So if you want to stop eating jelly beans, you can start smoking.
Smoke again. That's not. I'm sorry, President Reagan. No, you may want to. So what you can do is you can replace those three or four Oreos every night
right.
with some sugar-free Jell-O.
Right.
So find a replacement that is acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be acceptable.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So as you look to rid yourself of one thing, maybe what you need is to find a replacement
right.
that you can use that will be satisfying.
Comparable.
Right. So that it makes the task of letting go
right.
much easier.
And like we mentioned, it's easier to start something than
That's
it
right.
is to stop something.
Mm-hmm.
So if you start something that replaces it,
right.
that takes its place,
mm-hmm.
then it's going to be much easier to stop that bad behavior.
And that's particularly important for children.
Right.
Okay. It's very, very difficult to get a child just to stop doing something because you're going to get into a bit of a power
right.
struggle.
Right.
So with a child, it's much better if you can come up with a replacement
right.
behavior that's incompatible with the old behavior.
Right.
And so give that some consideration, that whenever you confront this, the issue of stopping a behavior, think about a replacement behavior that you can do,
right.
Which will take its place and still be satisfying.
Right, yeah. right. So, all right. So there's sort of a roadmap, hopefully, for you to consider and to think about when you're going to make a New Year's resolution about stopping some old habit or bad habit that you have. And so you,
right.
you want to really do some self-evaluation to determine if you're a cold turkey type of person or not.
Right.
If you're cold
right.
turkey, go to cold turkey. That's fine.
That's right.
If you're not, which most people aren't,
yeah.
don't try it. Don't tell yourself, well, that it's either all or nothing, because
yeah.
if you're not going to be successful. So,
I think you're right. I think most people probably are gradual.
Right.
Yeah.
So find ways to break it up into small pieces and
mm-hmm.
just take away a little bit at a time
right.
over a period of time, and you know, finding a replacement behavior, something to take its place that will be just as satisfying and serve the same need.
That's right.
Yeah. So
and find success.
Right.
The other thing, as we said yesterday, with starting a new behavior,
mm-hmm.
you have to find some success.
Right.
Same with this. You have to find some success. Otherwise, you're not going to be motivated to continue.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, hopefully between yesterday's and today,
mm-hmm.
you can start some new habits or identify some of those new habits that you want to start or stop some of those bad behaviors
words.
Or old
mm-hmm.
behaviors that you want to get rid
right.
of. Starting tomorrow, we're going to get into a little bit more specific of a New Year's resolutions, with wanting to, you know, one of the common New Year's resolutions is wanting to spend more time with family.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not sure why anybody. No, I'm just joking. We all want to spend more time with our family, but we're going to talk a little bit about that tomorrow on how to help make that happen.
Right.
All right. So until then, have a terrific day, and we will see you bright and early.
Bright and early.
First thing tomorrow morning.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.